Good morning and Merry Christmas. A beautiful day it is, a little brisk, but better than Thursday and Friday by far. So welcome to our Christmas Day worship service. So glad you're here. A couple announcements I'll go over before we go on with the service. First of all, our offering today, as you see in the bulletin, is for our care center here in Menno. We help them along however we can in many ways. We have a lot of employees there from the congregation, and it's a blessing to our community and beyond. So that's the offering. Next Sunday, just so we all know, no Sunday school classes, but church at the same time, 10:30. And thanks to all for last night, a beautiful program we had on Christmas Eve. Emily put a lot of work into that. Thank you, Emily Guth-Miller, and all the teachers. Ann and Nathan and I are, God willing, supposed to fly out of Sioux Falls this evening into Phoenix and then drive down to Sierra Vista to be with Ann's family there. And one of the things that we'll be doing is on Tuesday having her older sister's memorial service. She passed away the end of June, but we were trying to wait for a time where we could be there and others from the family too. So I'll be doing that service at a church there on Tuesday. So we appreciate your prayers for that. And again, God willing, we should fly back on Saturday night. So New Year's Eve. If we don't, Elton Herbolt will have the sermon next Sunday since he parked in my spot last night. You'll be working on that. We'll schedule you for 2 weeks then. Oh my. Let's bow our heads in prayer, please. Heavenly Father, it is a glorious day, and we just rejoice in you and your goodness, your blessings in so many incredible ways, and most of all, the gift of your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And we say with the scriptures, we say to you, Father, thanks be to God for your indescribable gift, Jesus, and all that you have come to do, and all that you are doing, seated at the right hand of the Father. It is a joyous day, and we're glad to be here on this Christmas day. Thank you for all that have gathered in. We ask that you bless this time and fill this sanctuary with your presence. Thank you for the beautiful music that we've just been listening to, singing along in our hearts and minds your praises as we sing now Joy to the World. And so thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. I asked Kevin and Ashley Holsworth and their family if you want to come and do the Advent reading for us. Their children are Paisley and Brantley and Granger. So thank you.
Merry Christmas. God's desire to be with us is so great, and his love for us is so amazing that he chose to send his only begotten Son to this world. His name is Jesus.
Our scripture reading today will be from the prophet Isaiah chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Then Isaiah said, "Hear now, you house of David, is it not enough to try the patience of men? Will you try the patience of God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel."
As we light all of the Advent candles, we are reminded of the promises of God's word found in Matthew 28:20, when Jesus said, "And surely I am with you always, even to the very end of age." And again in Hebrews 13:5, when God said, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." We thank God for his word, which is a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our path.
Let us bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your great desire to be with us, even when we were still lost in your sin. Thank you for sending Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, to be with us through the storms of life and in the temptations of life. Thank you for also being with us during the wonderful joys that life can bring. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Kevin and Ashley and kids, very much. Let's stand. We'll sing our opening hymn, 270, Joy to the World, the Lord is Come. Take a moment, greet those around you, please, before you're seated.
Good morning.
Thanks again for coming. Good morning. Good morning, Calvin. Okay, we'll have our sharing of joys and concerns. This morning we have, let's see, a Christmas birthday. Where are you? Oh, right there, hiding out back there. Diane Herbolt's mom, Amanda Stewart, today is her birthday. So, and it's 93. Happy birthday, Amanda. She always is with us on Christmas Day, so that's a joy. A couple other things. I was asked to announce some exciting news. Abby and Robert Shanefish, they have. Abby is pregnant and is expecting her baby in June, this coming June. So congratulations to them. And this coming Thursday will be their fourth anniversary. So God bless you. Let me see. Okay, just continued prayers for Marvin Gehring. He's sort of had a tough week. He's going through chemotherapy treatments, and just be lifting him up in prayers. And there's others too, but especially Marvin right now during those struggles. Anything else that we have over here? Trish first. Yes, amen. Prayers for Trisha's mom, Bonnie, and Jocelyn. They're flying out to California tomorrow. Sounds fun. We do pray for safe travels and that the flights work. And, yes, Deb Schmidt and her mom and Lane are flying out. Supposed to have been today, but that got pushed back. Is it Thursday for you as well? To go see Logan out there in, let's see, where's he at? Travis Air Force Base, yeah. Yes, okay. Lee. Okay, all right. A unit from South Dakota or Iowa? Okay. Yeah, prayers for all the military personnel that weren't able to come home for Christmas. And Lee was saying there was a unit from South Dakota that just got deployed and they're down in Texas now. Okay. Anybody else over here? Okay. All right, let's bow our heads then. Heavenly Father, we thank you for family that are visiting today, for family that have traveled elsewhere, and certainly for flights out ours today, and Jocelyn and her grandma Bonnie tomorrow, and Deb Schmidt and Lane and Pat on Thursday, and hundreds of thousands of others around the nation going here and there. And we just thank you for safety. We pray for flights to work and be on time and schedule. And then we pray for all that are driving across the nation too. Such an important time to see family and friends. And with that, we lift up our military. We're thankful for some that have got to come home. Travis Gramco and Corbin Auk I saw last night, home from the Army, and others. And we thank you for that joy. But be with those who are not able to be home with their family. Watch over them. Just bless them with your presence. We thank you for the chaplains that we have in the military and all the branches of the military to do services today on Christmas and other times throughout the year. Just keep them safe. We lift up Marvin Gehring, Lord, and the others, several others listed in our bulletin, Kenny Winterstein and Lonnie Herbolt and this little girl, Willow May, and many more in that process of chemo or radiation, whatever it might be. Jesus, we look to you for healing, and we ask for healing through these individuals, throughout their bodies, and strength. We rejoice, Lord, with Robert and Abby Shanefish at their news of the little one within her womb that you are knitting together. And, Lord, we lift up others within our congregation, Rachel and Cindy Heckenleibel, who are both doing March, and Allie Opplinger in April, and who else am I missing? There's one more, but I can't think of. Abby, certainly, we just pray over them. Lord, as you're doing the miracle work that only you can do, thank you for the anniversaries coming up this week, that you bless those and with many, many more years together. For Amanda Stewart on her birthday today, 93 years, what a joy that is. Lord, during this winter season, we want to pray for our highway workers, our first responders, as they're out there in difficult conditions. Certainly those with livestock and all that that entails, and the farm equipment and machinery and so much more. But thank you for warmer temperatures forecast this week. We pray that that will be so. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. So as you've seen, the offering is for the care center, as I've said. John 3:16 tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We're going to sing a Christmas doxology. It's in the bulletin. Oh, it's on the screen too, so if you'd stand, please. It's the same melody as we know, but just different words for today.
Praise him who in the manger lay. On that first joyful Christmas day, praise him for all his love.
us from heaven above. Amen. And Father, we do praise you, and we thank you for this opportunity to give to our care center right here in Menno. We know the needs are great, not just here, but at the care centers throughout our state and region. We thank you, Father, for all that serve and work here at our care center that have picked up many extra shifts, especially in this last month with COVID going through our facility once again. Father, give them strength and patience, as this is a place of refuge for those who need it in this time in their lives. Be with the residents who call this their home. We thank you for your peace that fills every room and hallway and dining area. We thank you for your healing power, your healing wind just flowing through our facility and cleansing it, Lord, from the virus and other things. And let your joy fill the residents. We thank you for your joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength, and it is their strength. And so we pray your blessings upon that facility, and we thank you that we can give towards that today. We ask for these gifts to be multiplied many times over in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray together the prayer that you have taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you. The kids can come for the children's time.
I'll tell you about him. Just take one and sit down. There you go.
It makes a J and
a R. Does it?
Yeah.
You're welcome. It does, doesn't it? You're welcome. Oops, that one's broken. There you go. Oops, got it. Any more? There you go. Well, good morning, boys and girls. Oh, Lillian. Good morning. I'm on. Hello. There we go. Wow, what is today?
Christmas.
Whose birthday is it?
Jesus.
Yes. What a wonderful day today is. Well, so did some of you get some gifts today or
yes.
last night?
Yes.
Tell me your best favorite gift.
Just
walkie-talkie. Gum? Whoa, okay, that's easy.
Racetrack.
What? Racetrack. A watch. What'd you get, Lincoln? That's okay. Bo, tell him. Or what? What was your favorite present?
A pullback race car.
Candy. Okay, lots of things, right? Well, speaking of candy, I gave you all a
candy
cane. Do you know that legend tells us, that means a story, way, way, way back in the 18th century, of a candy maker that wanted to make a candy and give it to everybody, especially the children. And in this candy cane, it has the meaning of Christmas, right? You guys all know that, right? Look at your candy cane. Turn it upside down. What letter does that?
J
stands for?
Jesus.
And like we talked about before, an angel told Mary and Joseph, you will have a son and you're going to name him?
Jesus.
Yes, because he will save his people from his sins. Jesus. And when you turn it upside down like that, a regular way,
it's a shepherd's staff.
Why did he make it like a shepherd's staff? Because who heard about Jesus' birth first? The shepherds in their field. God sent angels to tell them about the baby Jesus, right? And if you look at this, look at your candy cane. Is it soft or is it hard?
Hard.
It's hard. It's hard like a rock. And that reminds us that Jesus is our rock. He's the one we can go to all the time. He's strong. He will help us in every situation. And you know also about the shepherd too? Another thing it reminds me of is that God, in Psalms 23, it says, the Lord is my shepherd. Yes, he's our shepherd. And when you look at your candy cane tune, what's the main color?
Red.
White. The main color is white, and that reminds us that Jesus never sinned. He was pure. He was born without any sin. And then there's some stripes. There's three smaller stripes. See those? What do you think those remind us of? Whipping that Jesus, yes, he was whipped. And it says in the Bible, by his stripes we are healed, so we can get healing. And then there's a bigger red stripe in there. What do you think that could be? The blood that he shed to cleanse us of all of our sins, right? So these are good. And this candy maker, he didn't just want it to be for a little bit. He wanted this to go to everyone, to tell everyone the good news. John 3:16, say it with me. For God so loved the world. That's right, God gave. And I'm giving you a candy cane, and I think I have enough to give you each one more, and I want you to give that one away, okay? Give it and tell somebody how much God loves them, all right? Let's pray. Father, we love you so much. We're so grateful for this beautiful morning, Lord. Happy birthday, Jesus, and we're so grateful for you and for being in all of our lives and in these children's lives, and just help us to just walk with you today and think about you all day long. And wherever these kids go, let them tell each other and others that you love them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So what are you going to do with the other one?
Give it away.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Okay, we are blessed to have special music this morning. Jay is going to sing Mary, Did You Know? A beautiful song.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy would come to make you new? This child that you delivered would soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hands? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you kissed the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know? Thank you. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? And the sleeping child you're holding is the great I Am.
Thank you, Jay and Cheryl, for working on that and putting it together so beautifully. I love the words to that. They're just incredible, truly incredible. Let's bow our heads once more, please. Heavenly Father, your ways are so much higher and beyond our ways, and your thoughts higher than our thoughts. It is incredible. You are incredible, absolutely amazing. And you have called us to be your children. As your word says, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we could be called children of God. And that is what we are. Thank you for your amazing grace. Thank you for your word that tells us of all the promises that you give to us, that tells us of all that you have done for us through Christ Jesus, your Son. And so, Lord, as we look into a part of that again today, I ask that you'd speak through me by your Spirit to those gathered here. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we're going to be in Hebrews chapter 1 this morning, the first 8 verses. You might be thinking, now that's an interesting Christmas Day text, Pastor Mike. Well, and it probably is, but you'll see where I'm going with it here. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven. So he became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, today I have become your father"? I will be his father and he will be my son. And again, when God brings his firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all God's angels worship him." In speaking to the angels, he says, he makes his angels winds, his servants flames of fire. But about the Son, he says, your throne, O God, will last forever and ever, and righteousness will be the scepter of your kingdom. Amen. We'll stop there. It goes on. I could really read the whole chapter, but for time's sake, that's where we're stopped. We will stop, because I'm going to really just look through the first verses with you here this morning. We're going to revisit the birth of Christ, of course, today, and ask this all-important question, who is that baby? Who is that baby? It's going to tie in with the song in parts, Mary, Did You Know? How could she know all of that? She knew certain things. She pondered many things in her heart, as with the word the shepherds brought, with the visit of the Magi, on and on, Simeon and Anna the prophetess, as they prophesied over the Christ child. She pondered all those things in her heart, the Bible tells us. But today we're going to get through these first three verses of Hebrews, what I'm going to call a bird's eye view of who Jesus is. At least 7 points that are brought out in these verses. A sevenfold description of who he is. Listen to verse 1 again. It says, in the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets. And he did. All of the Old Testament. We know every book of the Old Testament is prophesying in one way or another about Jesus Christ, the Messiah. And at many times and in various ways, but in these last days, in other words, beginning with his birth and all the way up through these last 2,000 years, we're in the last of the last days right now. In these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. What does he tell us here? 7 things. Number 1, he is the heir of all things, H-E-I-R. I always have to chuckle with the confirmation kids when they read verses like this. It's always heir. He is the heir of all things. No, it's heir. Well, it's H. I say, well, the H is silent. Heir. He is the heir of all things. Amplified says it this way, whom God appointed heir and lawful owner of all things. That's who he is, this Christ child and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the heir of all things. From a personal example, I was thinking of this, especially since we're going to Arizona this week. In 2019, which is actually January of 2019, when Ann's father passed away, of course, there was a will. And her name and her 3 siblings' names were written in that will. We know that. That means she and her siblings were heirs of her father, her parents both, but her mother had passed first. And in that will was written her name and their names and what would come to them because of his life, their life, her parents' lives, blessings that would come. And so blessings come to us. What does it mean to say God has appointed Jesus as heir of all things? It means he is, yes, Lord of all creation. It means God has given everything to his Son. And you might be thinking, how does that work? I thought the Father and the Son are one, and they are. Yes, they are one, and the Holy Spirit is what we call the Trinity. But God has given him everything, the authority of everything. God has given him the name that is above every name, the Bible says, that at his name, the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. But we also know there is one called the devil, Satan himself, who illegally claims rights to this earth. But we know he is the defeated one, don't we? That when Jesus went to the cross, he defeated the devil and he took back that authority that Satan had stolen in the Garden of Eden. And that's why when Jesus, after he was raised from the dead and 40 days later ascends into heaven, before his ascension, he says to the disciples gathered with him, he says, listen, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. Now you go, in other words, you go in my name, right, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and lo, I am with you always. So are we his heirs then? We are. We are heirs of Jesus Christ, Romans 8:17. This is out of the Amplified Bible. I'm going to read it to you. It says, and if we are his children, if you know Jesus Christ, then you are his child. If you know God is your father, you are his child, and you are joint heirs. Let me just read the verse. I should, right? And if we are his children, then we are his heirs. Heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Christ, sharing his spiritual blessing and his inheritance, if indeed we share in his suffering, so that we may also share in his glory. We are heirs of Christ, and the blessings that come to us are incredible. That's number one. What's the second thing? Who is that baby? He's the creator of the universe. That's what verse 2 goes on. Whom he, God, appointed heir of all things, and through whom he made the universe. Wow. Jesus is the agent of creation. At the Father's command, Jesus brought forth the universe into being. Through him, through Jesus, God made everything. There, John chapter 1, we heard the kids recite those verses last night. John 1, verse 3, it says, through him, that's Jesus, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. So, the way I see it, as far as people on this planet, we basically have two choices, two main choices, as far as creation. One, and some would proclaim that this all happened either just out of a big bang and it all sort of, there it was. Or it all started with one little amoeba cell thing and advanced to what we know today. So, someone said, if we came from monkeys, then why are there still monkeys? All the monkeys should be people, shouldn't they by now? Well, we know that's all craziness, don't we? Or, as we believe, this is all by God's design and his plan, and he spoke it into existence, all creation. How could it be otherwise? It is truly amazing. This means, and it is so, that all true science leads back to God. All true astronomy, all true botany, biology, physics, geology, anatomy, whatever you want to throw in there, it all leads back to God as our creator. Way back in Leviticus chapter 17, verse 14, God says two times, this is in Leviticus, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, that the life of every creature is in the blood. The life is in the blood. What do they want to do when you go to the doctor? Take your blood. When you go to get your physical, they want your blood. They want your blood, and they can tell all kinds of things about us just by that blood work. It's amazing. The life is in the blood, and God designed it that way. And they're still learning things. He is the creator of the universe. The song that Jay sang, I love the phrases, so many in that song. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? That he would one day walk on water? That he would give sight to the blind man? That he would calm the storm with his hand? Yeah, if he's Lord of all creation, he can do all of those things and so much more. Thirdly, it goes on in verse 3 of that chapter 1. He is the radiance of God's glory. The sun is the radiance of God's glory. That word radiance, one of the meanings of it, it's talking about the sunlight that, naturally speaking, okay, the sunlight is streaming from the sun itself. What does that sun do? It's warming the earth. It produces life and growth. So what sunlight is to the sun, coming from the sun, we could say Jesus is to God. Yes, he is God, okay? But just trying to break it down. What sunlight is to the sun, it comes from the sun. Jesus is to God. That's what this verse is saying. He is the radiance of God's glory. If you want to know what God is like, just look at Jesus. He's God on the planet, walking around. Another commentary that I read, I like the thought there. He says, he's not the light bulb, but he's the light that comes from the light bulb, right? If you think of it in that way. And just as he gives life to the earth, so the sunlight does, so Jesus gives life and light to us, his children. He is the radiance of God's glory. The fourth one ties in with it very closely. It goes on, it says, first, the Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being. The exact representation of His being. That term, exact representation, would go, the word picture there is of way back then, of this engraving tool like that they would use to make coins. On the end of that tool, they had carved in there the image probably of the Caesar or the emperor and his name and maybe a year or something. And they would take metal, gold, silver, soften it up, and they would stamp that in there to give the exact image. I was thinking, I got something out of the memorial cabinet. This thing is heavy. There's a lot of weight to that thing. That was the official seal of this church. And this goes way back, because this is in German. So if I'd put a piece of paper in there, we don't see this a whole lot nowadays unless you go to a notary public, right? And you push that down hard. And I can't read what's on there. Sure, I see the name Salem, and then it's all in German. I'm not going to try to pronounce it. That is the exact representation of this, right, as a seal. And so, who is that baby? He is the exact representation of God's nature. Back to the song there. Did you know, Mary, did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? Did you know that when you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God? That's one of my favorite phrases of that song right there. That is so incredible to think about. She did, because this, the exact representation and the radiance of His glory, is speaking clearly of His deity. Number five. He is the sustainer of all things. Listen to this verse again, 3. The Son, Jesus, is the radiance of God's glory. He is the exact representation of His being, sustaining all things by His powerful word. This just isn't all holding together by chance. Not at all. Listen to the Amplified of this. It says, He, Jesus, is upholding and maintaining and propelling all things by His powerful word, carrying the universe along to its predetermined goal. God has a plan for the universe, for this earth. There is going to be one day, not so far in the distant future, after Christ returns, and the millennial reign and all of that, that there is going to be a new heaven and a new earth, and it is going to be glorious. Everything absolutely perfect. Says He's carrying the universe along to its predetermined goal. Scientists are always trying to discover what it is that makes the universe hold together. And God has given incredible wisdom and given abilities that man can go farther and farther in the universe as they're trying to discover this, what it is. If only they would read His word and know it's not about what, it's who. Who holds the universe together? It is Almighty God. Colossians chapter 1, verse 17 says, He, Jesus, is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. How about our own planet Earth? Could it just by a big bang thing happen that it would be tilted on its axis at the exact angle of 23 degrees? I don't think so. That allows us to have the four seasons that we mostly enjoy. Maybe not Thursday and Friday of this last week. If we were any closer to the sun, we'd burn up. If we were any further away, we would freeze totally. It'd be a whole lot worse than this last week, wouldn't it? The temperature of the sun, 12,000 degrees Fahrenheit. God set all this in motion, created us so that we could live on this planet and on this planet alone. It is amazing. Number 6. Oh, let me back up. I just see one thing with this. He is the sustainer of all things. Think of it in this way. Sometimes we'll use the phrase with maybe a family. Well, you know, so-and-so, he is the one that holds that family together. Or so-and-so, she is the one. Sometimes it's when one of them, maybe a matriarch or patriarch, passes. Well, you know, she's the one that held that family all together. We'll say those things, right? Well, guess what? As we said, Jesus Christ is the one who holds it all together. And when it is time, it will all burn up. And not until then. Not until then. Number 6, let's go on. He's our Savior. We know that. This is going on with verse 3. After he, Jesus, had provided purification for our sins. That's simple enough, isn't it? Had provided, not will provide, but had. He did it. The work on the cross, the payment for our sins. That's why when he hung there, and one of his last 7 statements from the cross was, "It is finished." And so it was. And we get to walk in the blessings of that. Some have said, I read this statement too, Jesus is not just a good way to heaven. He's not even the best way to heaven. He is the only way to heaven, and there is no other. Today, Luke chapter 2:11, the angel said to those shepherds, "Today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord, our Savior." Back to the song. "Mary, did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new?" It's our salvation, isn't it? "Did you know," this is another phrase I especially love, this child that you delivered will soon deliver you." this guy that wrote this song, it was inspired by the Holy Spirit of God. "This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb?" He is. "That sleeping child you're holding is the great I Am." Wow. Number 7, he is seated at God's right hand. The end of this verse 3. After he had provided purification for sins, he's our Savior, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty of heaven. And so we say in our Apostles' Creed that, right? There's more than just this verse that speak of that he is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. Why did he sit down? Because he finished his work. What's he doing now? Well, one of the things he's doing now, he is interceding, praying for you and I. Thank God that he is. Seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty is the place of highest honor in the universe. As I said before, he's been given that name above every name. We all want a friend at times, an inside friend, times if we're in trouble. Maybe it's with our health. And we're needing to get into a doctor and we can't do it. And often we can hear the phrase, or someone might say, "Well, I know so-and-so who's pretty high up at this hospital or that hospital. Maybe he can get you in," right? We want those friends in high places. Well, you got a friend in the highest place, and that is Jesus Christ himself. Let me close with this. I found these statements. I thought it was so neat. Who is that baby? To the architect, he is the chief cornerstone. To the banker, he's the hidden treasure. To the baker, he is the living bread. To the builder, he is the sure foundation. To the doctor, he is the great physician. To the educator, he is the master teacher. To the farmer, he is the Lord of the harvest. To the florist, he is the lily of the valley. To the geologist, he is the rock of ages. To all of us, he is the good shepherd. All that God has for you is wrapped up in his Son, Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you. Oh, thank you for your word that you tell us so much of who Jesus is and what you have done through him for us. We've just looked at 7 things here this morning, and there's so much more. And we give you our hearts today on this Christmas day. We yield our lives to you, Jesus. We surrender to you and ask you to be our Lord and our Savior and our King, for that is who you are. Thank you for blessing all that have come out here on this Christmas day. Bless their gatherings wherever they might be, whether it's today or whether it's a week from now. Keep them safe and let our focus be on you, Jesus. In your name we pray, amen. Amen. We'll sing for our closing hymn, O Little Town of Bethlehem. Number this instead. Receive the benediction. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen. You may be seated. Have a Merry Christmas. Thank you, Cheryl, for the beautiful music, prelude, and all through the service.